is more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.
Fox FM's $100,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Look at this. We're calling it the Alpha Bucks Arena, Fifi.
We are in an arena of Alpha. There are letters all around us. The studio is dressed. We've got our podium. We've got our Alpha Bucks Arena. We've got, most importantly,
our contestant.
We've got our contestant, Jacinta from West Footscray. Jacinta, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Brandon, your boyfriend's out there.
Yeah.
Looking very nervous as well. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, mate. There he is.
Now, okay. You are here to play for $100,000.
Oh. Yep.
How happy she is.
I know. You've got very calm energy.
Oh, it's all on show. Inside I'm dying just quietly, so I'm very, very nervous.
Out of interest, is there a letter you're hoping to get?
Well, I did get A originally, and I thought that was really hard at the time, but now that I've gone through every answer possibly, A is the letter to go with, I think.
Ooh.
It's the first one I've learnt in each category, so yes. I think A would be great.
Well, as you can see, look behind you at the Alpha Bucks Arena.
Yep.
There's 26 envelopes. So there's 26 quizzes there and there's a letter. So you'll pick a number and you will get the attached quiz. Now, one of those is the letter A.
Yes.
With all the same questions that you had the first time.
That would be amazing.
Imagine.
So you could get your exact quiz.
Yeah.
Now, here's another little temptation for you.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the twist.
This is a little twist, and we're going to see what you want to do here, Jacinta. How, like, the 30 seconds, sometimes, and you've seen how many people just miss by one question.
Yes.
So an extra 5 seconds would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Okay, Jacinta, we are offering you the chance, the option of adding 5 seconds to the clock. So that would give you 35 seconds.
Yeah.
But if you choose that, your grand total would go from 100,000 to 50,000. So it's 5 extra seconds, which makes it incredibly gettable, but it halves the jackpot down to 50,000.
Very hard. Okay.
There are people in their cars now wondering what they would do.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do, and I'm not much of a gambler, but you came with nothing, go for the 100. I'd go for the 100.
But just you be could confident. Be guaranteed, like five seconds.
Fair.
That's almost, you could be a guaranteed 50 almost.
Yeah, imagine if she answers all the questions inside the 30 and then wins it and only wins 50. She's halved her money.
Do I love about this? You don't realise this, Jacinta, because you're looking at us.
Yep.
But Brendan behind you, he's like on the edge of the couch, probably wanting to communicate
he's
with you.
He's more nervous than I am, to be honest.
What would you do?
Yeah, Brendan, what would you do?
Get him on a mic out there. Brendan, pop over to Leon's little microphone there, just out of interest. And this won't be the final decision. This is just what Brendan would do if he was Jacinta.
I think you're amazing. You're gonna nail it. Just go for it.
Yeah. B1 and B2. We know what's going on.
Okay. Are we going to lock in that decision?
Yeah. Yes. I'll go for the 100.
Okay. Well done, Jacinta.
I can't believe this, Fief. That means that in 4 minutes' time, Jacinta of West Footscray is playing for $100,000.
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $100,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Jacinta, you are in Alpha Bucks Arena at the moment. You're at the podium there. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You are so relaxed. You've got a great positive energy about you, Jacinta. Now, already you know that for every answer you get right, you're going to get $1,000.
Yes.
So that's already you're going to do really well.
Yep.
If you get the 10, $100,000.
That would be amazing, yes.
Okay. Now, if you look to your left at Alpha Bucks Arena, there are 26 envelopes, all numbered. You get to choose one of those numbers, and behind it is the quiz with the letter attached. Now, one of those, remember, is the letter A, which is the game you played when you were on air with all the same questions.
Oh,
yes.
Get that one.
What I'm going for.
So, of the letter, or the numbers, 1 to 26, which envelope would you like?
I will choose number 18, please.
Oh, geez.
18.
Okay.
Favourite number, it's her birthday.
So, quiz 18. Yep, you yank that off the wall there. And we have
D.
The letter D.
The letter D.
Okay, your letter is D.
Okay.
That's good. D for, what are some words? Fair, this is where you
not
step
too many.
Over.
Not too many.
D for, just one. D for dominate.
There we go.
There you go. Good.
Just the one.
Okay, we've got the quizzes in front of us.
What are some words? Okay. Run through about 50 different words, starting with D, Fev.
I'm trying to.
It's just for 100 grand.
Dominate.
I get in trouble when we give 10 grand away and I do that.
Okay, no pressure. Jacinta, but you are about to play Alpha Bucks for $100,000. Yeah. Every correct answer will get you $1,000. All 10 is a life-changing $100,000.
It's a pretty good quiz.
Okay. Now I'm going to go through the rules. No repeat answers. We have to take your first answer and your time starts after I've completed the first question, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, Jacinta, big deep breath. I'm actually going to move away so you can't see me because this is too nerve-wracking.
Hey, good luck, champion.
Thank you.
You can do it, Jacinta.
Come on, Jacinta.
Brendan,
come on.
Your partner's outside watching. Here we go. For letter D, question one, name an animal.
Dog.
An occupation.
Doctor.
A household chore.
Dishes.
Something with wings.
Dragon.
A musician.
Daft Punk.
A car brand.
Datsun.
An insect.
Pass.
A Jamie Foxx film.
Pass.
Something at a wedding.
Pass.
A shape.
Pass.
An insect.
Pass.
A Jamie Foxx film.
Pass.
Something at a wedding.
Daughter-in-law.
A shape.
Oh,
no!
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. That was so hard.
Jacinta, you smashed through the first six. That was an extraordinary effort.
Yes.
Oh my God,
and then that last
so
four, you rotated. We got back to re-ask the questions. Fev, how much money are we giving Jacinta?
We are giving Jacinta, who walked in with nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Who walked in with nothing. Didn't get the 100 grand,
no.
But geez, you were good.
That's okay.
$7,000.
Oh, thank
seven
you.
Grand.
Seven, right.
Thank you so much.
Well done, Jacinta.
Thank you so much.
That's such a good
effort. Whoa, whoa. Keegs is our glitter cannon guy, and I don't know if he's trained.
Keegs doesn't even come to work. He just pops off these things.
He's nearly taking her eye out. Wow. Wow, Fief.
Congratulations, Jacinta. What a fantastic effort.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is not the time where you want me to say dragonfly, dung beetle, dream girls, Jamie Foxx. That was hard.
Stop talking.
Jamie Foxx film.
Quarter past eight, that
a
was.
Shape, diamond.
Foxx FM's $100,000 Alpha Box.
What's a decahedron?
A decagon?
What's a decahedron?
I reckon it's got 10 sides.
101.9 The Fox.
Feb, it was so cute having my little puppy, Lizzie Rosie Box, in the studio on Friday, and you were so good. You were such a good uncle, Feb. Byron, you were a bit dismissive of her.
Pets aren't allowed in the workplace. So.
I mean, she was so well-behaved. She fell asleep on the desk here in front of me.
Great dog. Well-behaved dog. She trained that well. One night of puppy school, bang.
It was a clear policy.
Well, see, the thing is, though, because I'm new to dog ownership and I've never had a dog before, I'm really, I'm trying to be a very responsible dog owner. So when we had our vet checkup and the vet told me the checklist, I'm taking it to the letter. So I took her to puppy school and she stayed under my chair and refused to go and chat with all the other dogs. Mm. And she was really intimidated.
Does your dog also do what they call a phantom and just smoke bomb out of the place?
No, she doesn't. She'd come in handy though. So she's under my chair and she was intimidated by the other dogs. And the vet said to me, socialisation's really important at this young age. So then on the weekend, we were down at the beach and I've got a family friend who has a big golden retriever. And I thought, maybe we could do a little play date. So Trixie and I took Lizzie Rosie Box over to have a play date with this incredibly large golden retriever.
Lizzie's a cavoodle.
Well, I know. She's a toy cavoodle. She's even a smaller version. But, well, Fev, I was terrified because I'm not an experienced dog owner. When I saw the very large golden retriever pick Lizzie up like a toy and sort of throw her between her paws, I went, oh, this is a disaster. And no, but the golden retriever's owner was very, very clear. This is fine. And I've heard they're very good dogs.
Right.
So there was no, Lizzie was not in any danger. But I guess the throwing her around made her run away and hide in the corner for the rest of the play date.
Right.
I was very protective.
Vulnerable.
Oh, I'm terrified now of her being around other dogs. But I've got to push through this. Socialisation is key.
Well,
so I'm thinking.
Have a play date.
Well, I was thinking that, Feb, but like a play date, like can you have a party for a dog?
No. 100%
like,
you can.
I knew you'd get behind this. I'm thinking about having like a little party where Lizzie can meet other little dogs or big dogs. Just she's got to get used
to it. Not big dogs.
Well, why are you so in the real world, there are big dogs.
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of things that a dog shouldn't have. One, an Instagram account.
Yes.
Two, a party. Humans have parties.
So, but so do dogs.
Dogs don't have parties.
But it's not.
I've seen them.
She's got to meet people, though, Byron. She needs to find like a mingle.
Let's throw a big party.
No.
For all your little dogs.
Just take it for a walk to the local park.
See,
there's your party.
Why he's my friend. Yes. Feb, I love that because you are the party planner. Remember Trixie's third birthday party? Yeah. Amazing. You dressed up as Elsa.
What's your dog? What breed is it?
She's a Cavoodle.
A Cavoodle. Why don't we have oodles of noodles?
Oodles of oodles.
Okay, here's the thing, Byron, what you may not realise is, so a Cavoodle is a King Charles Cavalier and a poodle combined.
Don't care.
But you can... People, there are breeds of other oodles. Poodles are combined with lots of other dogs.
So that's an oodle.
So a spoodle is a, I believe that's a cocker spaniel and a poodle. A labradoodle, a labrador and a poodle.
Come along,
Byron, come along. What so, groodle? That's a golden retriever and a poodle.
In the interest of size, so say you had a party, which is a ridiculous idea. If you would have a party, it would only be dogs ending in oodles.
Well, it wasn't going to be, but now Fev's come up with oodles of oodles. I mean, that's genius.
Let's have Melbourne's biggest oodles dog party.
Yeah, poodles.
Just to really pee you
There's
off.
There's some very large poodles, though. What worries me, and I believe FIFA's been attacked by a giant poodle at one point.
Well, part of me being scarred as a child.
Just got to get back
dogs,
on the horse.
I was riding my bike. And two giant poodles ripped me off and
but that's okay. Get back on the horse.
It was really quite...
It was quite distressing.
Just get back on the
big
horse.
Big poodles scare me.
Okay, so big poodles...
Do you want to do it?
Oh, look, I'd love to do this. I don't know how... It sounds like it's quite hard to coordinate, though,
I'll
Feb. Getting a whole party
Feb will
of
run
oodles.
I'll do it.
All right.
I love your
I did your kid's birthday.
You did.
I'll do your dog's
okay,
birthday.
Okay, oodles of oodles.
It's not a birthday.
I love it.
But it's just a party.
All right. 13,
oodles
10,
of oodles. Melbourne's biggest dog party.
All right, good luck with it, guys.
You're going to be dressed up as a little... Oodle.
Pretty sure I got something on that day.
101.9 The Fox.
Why are our phones so busy? This is... What's
unexpected.
Wrong?
People love dogs.
What's happened to
well, I
people?
Just, you know what, Byron?
Fef and Byron on The Fox.
Yeah, you're annoyed because Lizzie Rosie Box has, I think it's only about 2,000 less Instagram followers than you. She's coming for you.
Well, that's...
You've never been a fan of
well,
hers.
Well, I'm just not a fan. Dogs have a place and there's a very
you
important place for dogs. It's certainly
Where
not on
it?
Instagram and it's certainly not, in this case... A party for your dog.
You didn't even think I should get a dog. And now that she's a game changer in my life and Trixie's life,
big
we love
game
her.
Changer.
And I, the vet has said she needs to be socialised. And I'm worried about that because I'm not a dog person particularly. So when I go to a park and there's other dogs and I freak out. So I'm already scared of dogs.
Right.
I'm not scared of mine now, fortunately. We need to work on socialisation.
Take it to the park.
So I just said I should do a play date. And then Feb said, why not have a party?
Melbourne's biggest oodles of oodles dog party.
It seems a bit excessive.
No, it doesn't.
Just saying oodles of oodles is fun.
That does sound good.
I can't get it.
I've said it five times and I've stuffed it up every time.
Well,
oodles of oodles.
But the reason, so Fev's idea, Fief, for it to just be dogs ending in oodles because you don't necessarily want like a Doberman or a Rottweiler or some other dog because yours is a little toy.
There's so many oodles.
That's
I didn't even until
oodles,
I had a Cavoodle, I didn't realise there were spoodles, groodles.
And the phones
are
going nuts, Boxy.
Doodles.
All dogs have got doodles.
There's lots of oodles. Meltdown on the phones. Kylie in Vermont. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Kylie. Do you want to come to our Oodles of Oodles party?
Oh, I'd love to, thank you.
We haven't, it's not actually up and running yet, but we hope that we can make this happen.
Yeah, we'll have to find a nice big park.
Or an arena.
So what dog have you got, Kylie?
I've got a Cavoodle.
Cavoodle, so that ends in oodle.
Yep, that class.
Why don't we role play for a minute, guys?
Yeah.
Hypothetical. Hi guys, great show, love your show. I've got a German Shepherd, can I come?
No. Nah.
I think Fev's made it an oodle party.
It's an oodle party.
Well, that's a bit dog version of racist.
You think it's exclusion?
No, it's not. We'll have one of them. We'll have another party. If this goes off, we'll have another party for all the other dogs that missed out. Party everywhere.
Unbelievable. We've got Rianne there in Ferntree Gully, Fief.
Hi, Rianne.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Rianne. Rianne, have you got a noodle?
I've got a Moodle, a Maltese toy poodle.
Yep. Oh, yes, the Moodle. I
so
love
that's
the
your
Moodle.
In, is it?
You're coming.
That's in. I can't. You're just basing it on what breed they are.
Sandra and Whittlesey. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sandra. Have you got oodles?
Yeah, I've got oodles, and I was just showing Jackson Lizzie Rosie yesterday his new girlfriend.
Maybe so we could hook up Lizzie and Jackson.
I think so.
What's Jackson? What breed?
He's a spoodle. Charlie, she's a spoodle as well.
And a spoodle, is that Cocker Spaniel poodle?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, Boxer, you're a dog lover. You know all the little concoctions.
Look at all these oodles.
Jessica and Narre Warren South. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jess. What have you got?
I've got cavoodles. I've got two cavoodles. One's called Teddy and the other one's Allie, and they are everything to me.
Aww.
And I really want you to have this party because Teddy, I dress up as Iron Man.
Okay.
And Allie, I'm going to dress up as a fairy princess with a crown on, and I'm in it.
All right, this is next level.
Jess, because this is the thing, and it's lovely of Fev to offer to put on a big party for Lizzie Rosie Pox, like a coming out party to make friends.
Yeah.
So that they would definitely come because we need numbers.
Yeah, cool. Jessica, you realise that the dogs don't know that they're dressed up as superheroes, yeah?
They might.
They don't know that.
How do you know they're not?
You've made that about you, Jessica, but thanks for your call.
At this stage, Byron's not invited to our Oodles Oodles
Happy, very
party.
Happy.
No, he'll be dressed up as Pug. Well, yeah, Pug's a puppy.
Actually, Puddles the puppy.
Puddles.
You're contractually obliged to come to this party.
You reckon if there's a Swans game, I reckon I might be
Natalie,
able to get out of it.
Hi, Nat.
Hi, guys.
Nat, have you got an idea for a venue for this Oodles of Oodles party?
I have. I used to work at a country club for dogs.
Oh, wow.
And they have parties there.
Yep. See? It's a thing, Byron.
What's going on?
It's called Kapala Canine Country Club in Diggers Rest.
It's a canine country club.
That shouldn't exist. I'm glad it's an employer of people in Melbourne, but that place should not exist, Natalie.
Dogs have country. I didn't even have it. I'm not part of a country club.
All right.
You've got to be very good to be part of a country club.
Okay, Fev. I'll leave you to talk to Fev, who's apparently the organiser, Natalie. Hold the line there.
I wonder what are teeing off at that country club.
1019 The Fox.
Fev, we talked about this recently on the show, how when you go to a really popular tourist destination and you want to get a photo, what you don't factor in are the thousands of other people who want the exact same photo.
Yeah, when you're in Greece and you ordered a table 4 days before and you thought, this is perfect for my sunset, and then 400 other people stood in front of your dinner.
I know, they actually hovered around our table in Santorini.
And you had no view.
And I'm like, I'm actually eating dinner and you've ruined my view.
I booked this.
Anyway.
Oh, imagine Boxy there with steam coming out.
With a fancy cannon with the big zoom.
Poor Alan, the old man. He must have been going, oh, why?
I know. His daughter's annoying. this is amazing. The Trevi Fountain in Rome, your son Zephyr was just there recently.
Yeah, he got some nice pictures there, actually.
Now, in the Trevi Fountain, if you haven't been there, it is one of those tourist destinations. It's impossible to get. If you're hoping to get a photo of just yourself and your loved one in front of the fountain, not going to happen. Hmm. Thousands of people around it. And they're an American and was an American and a Dutch tourist ended up in Biffo, like two women. And it's gone viral. Fev, you actually pointed this out to me.
Yeah, I found it on the net.
Are you surfing the net?
Yeah.
Trawls the net. He doesn't surf it. He trawls it. He's like one of those deep sea fishermen. He's out there, the perfect storm style. You get some amazing stuff from your trolling. Yeah. These chicks are going at it because one wanted their perfect photo and the other one wouldn't move.
But they're just in Italy. They're just having a lovely Italian holiday. Why would you end up fighting?
It was an exchange of words and then it escalated into full-on punch-up.
Jeez, don't condone fighting, but wow, just for one, at least they didn't fall off.
We don't condone it, but they were in their cut-off denims and their tank tops.
Wow.
And, anyway, it's interesting, though, because I would imagine that would happen more than we'd think.
Right.
And we were thinking maybe if anyone has had maybe a holiday photo drama. So where have you been taking a photo on a holiday thinking this is exactly the photo I want, whether you've asked somebody to take a photo for you, because Brad Guy, who works on our social media and online, Brad, jump on a mic. This is a great story because Brad, you're very artistic and you were travelling alone in Europe and you wanted your own artistic photos taken.
Yeah, it's hard. When you go to these tourist locations and a lot of people don't speak English, and I was at the Parthenon, and this Portuguese tourist agreed to take a photo of me, but I didn't want to look at the camera. I wanted, like, aesthetic, candid photo for Instagram and she didn't really understand my style.
Your aesthetic, yeah.
Yeah.
She kept demanding you look at the camera.
Yeah, she's like, oh, no, look at the camera. I'm like, no, this is my style. This is what I'm going for. This is my content strategy. Yeah.
Well, this is, see, that is perfect. That's a great example. See, when you've got the sort of phone, I find when people hold up the camera and then that I'll want them to turn it landscape or portrait, like, can you do it again but get our whole bodies in?
Beggars can't be choosers. If you're not paying them, you can't direct them.
Here's an example of a little drama that happened to me in Santorini. Mm. So I wanted a photo of Trixie, my dad, and I with the beautiful landscape behind us, the sea, the ocean, the sun shining. And I saw a mother and her son, and I thought, oh, this will be great. I'll get her to take a photo. She took a photo of us. And then I thought I'd return the gesture. So I said to her, and she didn't speak English, and I said, would you like me to take a photo of you with your family? So I took the camera thinking she and her son would sit there. And the next minute she's beckoning the whole family over, grandparents. And then her husband was on one of those, he wasn't in a wheelchair, but like one of those bike wheelchairs.
Like a mobility scooter?
Oh, no, one of those really cool, racing wheelchairs.
Okay, cool.
But it took a few people to get him down the stairs.
There's a lot going on.
Oh, well, Dad said, I'm off to find a seat. Like, my dad's gone off to a park bench while I'm waiting for this whole family to gather.
Sure.
And there were about 15 of them. So that was a bit of drama.
Okay, 13, 10, 60 is a number.
Something that has nothing to do with the photo.
Oh, really?
I actually got a photo in Disneyland for the kids in a very famous spot.
Yeah.
You know, underneath the castle where everyone gets a photo. Yeah. And there's always hundreds of people around.
Mm.
We stood there for 5 minutes and waited for people to walk through, and I got the photo exactly at the point where there was no one there.
Yeah.
And then in my comments, people were like, oh, supposed to be famous, you get to go to Disneyland by yourself and there's no one there. No. Disneyland had about 1 million people in there, but I got that one photo when there was no one there.
Well done.
I'm looking at it now. That makes no sense. I've been to that exact place and I've got about
everywhere.
500 people in my photo.
It's all about patience.
Well done. Let's post that on our Instagram. Congratulations.
13, 10, 60, though, to try and get the perfect photo, what drama happened? Have you had a fight? Have you ended up fighting with your own family?
Sure. All those things are possible.
1019, The Fox.
An American and Dutch two tourists, both women, had a full-on melee outside or beside the Trevi Fountain trying to get the perfect photo at a tourist destination.
Mm. Roma?
Yeah, in Rome, a few words are exchanged, and the next minute it escalated, and now it's a viral video. But it is surprising that this doesn't happen more often, because it's a lot of money to go travelling, and when you get to these very famous locations and you want your perfect photo, other people can be really annoying.
Yeah, they can. And the guy that was videoing it, he's like, it's a fight day.
I believe that's exactly what he said. Yep, in that voice.
It was on like Donkey Kong.
On like a Donkey Kong.
Kobe from Doreen. Hi, Kobe.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Kobe. Have you had a holiday photo drama?
I have. So I was overseas in Europe, in Rome. I was travelling the world on a cruise ship as a dancer. So we're on the way to the Trevi Fountain, me and a group of friends. So I take my camera along and do photo shoots of all of them sitting on the side of the Trevi Fountain.
Sounds like a tough job.
Yeah, different angles, and they're like, I want my face like this, I want this, I want that. So we're there for like 20 minutes. So it's finally my turn to get my photo for Instagram, you know. Hand the camera over, they take the one photo and they say, all right, let's go. Yeah, one photo. So I look at the photo. Luckily, it's a good photo because I'm a one-photo person.
Oh, Kobe, don't even get me started. I'm the same because I'm the photographer whenever I'm travelling, and then I'll just say to one person I'm with, can you just get a photo, and they'll just take one.
No.
Like, snap away.
Yeah.
Get different angles.
Hey, Kobe, watch your Instagram. Give it a shout out. You might get some followers.
Yeah.
Kobe, what's your Instagram?
Kobe, K-O-B-E-S, 3-1.
All right, give him a follow.
On
check
your Kobe's
photos
3-1.
Out.
He'll have a lot of traction.
Tracy and Mitchum. Hey, Trace.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Trace. What happened at the Great Wall of China?
Oh, well, we took my mum over there, and walking the Great Wall with my husband and I, we asked our driver to take a photo of the three of us. My mum's in her 80s and has golden tips in her hair, and we turned around and there were about 200 locals photobombing us. So we could not get a photo anywhere. Everywhere we went on the Great Wall, everybody was in the photo because she had golden hair and she was in her 80s.
So the locals were just getting around your mum?
Yes, because they revere elderly people and the gold. So the gold colour.
It's a real compliment to your mum, isn't it? But
it was.
It's a long wall. You'd hope to have a little bit of space to yourself.
We should respect our elders a lot more.
We should. I think that's something we can learn from Chinese culture. We're going to go back to Italy. Italy for this final one, Fifa. A lot of this action has been in Italy.
The Trevi Fountain. Who knew? Billy from Craigieburn. Hi, Billy.
How are you guys? Love your show.
Oh, thanks, Billy. Billy, what happened at the Trevi Fountain?
Well, I went to Contigi last year. I went to the Trevi Fountain down the stairs, and I just wanted a nice, you know, sexy photo down there. And as I was standing on the fountain, I heard like a whistle, and I got arrested.
What do you mean? What had you done wrong?
Well, apparently you're not supposed to stand on the fountain or anything like that.
Oh, he was in it, I think.
Oh, did you get in it?
Oh, no, I was standing on the edge, but yeah, I was almost
No, you probably don't stand on it.
You're frowned upon.
I love also, Billy, that you just nonchalantly mentioned the stairs. They're the Spanish stairs. They're really impressive.
101.9 The Fox.
All of a sudden everything is tasteless. Can't make fun of braces. Everything's racist.
It has become a mad world.
It has, and to contribute to that, and it's often the councils, local councils make strange decisions. Remember Darabin Council, they banned balloons at kids' parties in the park, new balloons. Other bans that have happened from council, spiky plants on nature strips.
Spiky plants?
Banned.
Yes. Riding bikes, scooters and skateboards, some councils.
Banned.
Homemade cakes at Kinders.
Banned.
Well, to add to this long list.
A good old cake store.
Usually we have the Darabin Council in our sights. They've got a rest today.
They've got a lot of name checks on this segment.
The Ben Yule Council, though, step on down.
Come on down. Now, where is this place?
Okay, Banyule Council, that covers Ivanhoe, Eltham, Watsonia, Montmorency, Heidelberg, that area. Okay, you guys, unfortunately.
That nearly is the city of Darabin.
Isn't it? It's a wonderful.
Off.
I spent a bit of time in that area. And particularly if you're familiar with the Boulevard Christmas lights.
Yeah, I've been there.
You would have. They have
That's
six
massive.
Over a 10-day period over Christmas. They have 6,000 people a night. Yeah, well, that's the Banyul Council. Yeah. They are banning.
Don't say it.
Glow sticks.
Oh. Banned.
Glow sticks?
Yeah, glow sticks.
Children like to play with glow sticks.
It's such a random thing
Leon
to ban.
Leon won't be able to hang out there.
It's glow sticks. I thought glow sticks are just inoffensive. Everyone loves a glow stick.
Glow sticks.
Well, apparently, now their reason for this, not only are they bad for the environment, but this is the other one I found interesting. They distract children from focusing on community spirit. Come on. Even the councillor who wrote that had to be laughing as they wrote it. To distract. Yes, they distract children, and that's why parents love them.
They bring children
Have
joy.
This.
Sorry.
I think that's crazy. Oh, too far. So they're banning
Johnny.
Well, I mean, we can't even hear this anymore. There's no glow sticks.
No glow sticks.
What are we going to do?
Ivanhoe, Watsonia.
This is Leon on the weekend.
Heidelberg, Eltham. You're done. You can't have glow sticks.
Yeah, yeah.
To celebrate glow sticks and the fact that if you're in the Banyule area, you can no longer play with them or use them, let's go down memory lane. What are some great glow stick memories?
Oh.
What if you had a good night with glow sticks?
Memories.
No, wrong one.
Oh, sorry.
It's never that one. You always get the wrong one. Yeah. What are your memories of glow sticks before the Banyule Council banned them?
So just looking back at great glow stick moments?
Yeah, you don't have to have had them in Ivanhoe or Watsonia. You can have had them anywhere.
13, 10, 16.
As a child? As an adult?
At a rave?
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm expecting a few members of our core production team to have some good glow stick stories.
Tim wouldn't.
Any places?
Leon, any...
springing to mind?
Tim James, jump on a mic.
Pop on.
A great glow stick memory.
The lines are open, by the way, if you have one. 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, one New Year's Eve, my brothers and I, glow sticks exploded all over us because we were playing with them really too hard and then they just exploded all over us.
So there we go.
Well, that's probably a reason why the Banyule Council are banning them.
We'll come back to your calls. 13 10 60.
101.9 The Fox.
The Banyule Council, that covers Ivanhoe, Watsonia, Heidelberg, Eltham, Montmorency, big area there. The council are banning glow sticks.
Banned.
Thank you. You're really put off by Lizzie Rose's party coming up.
Sorry, it's after 9.
My Instagrams, I'm getting slammed. My DMs are getting slammed at the moment by various cavoodles and poodles.
So. Anyway, so we are talking glow sticks because, and we laugh some. The councils, they get a bit of power and then they ban balloons and I'm just going to call it fun times for kids. I mean, okay, anyway, so glow sticks are not going to be anywhere around the Boulevard Christmas lights this Christmas. You know, They love that, the kids.
The end of an era, guys.
It's the end of an era, but adults have fun with glow sticks, so we've decided
What about at airports?
Oh, you mean the guys controlling the traffic controllers?
And the plane's going to crash.
They're done.
Hopefully they get to keep their glow sticks.
Tullabarine's not in that council area, so we should be right.
We're sharing glow stick memories. Michelle in Thomastown. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you? Love your show.
Good.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. What's your glow stick memory?
No, they can't ban them. It's a fashion tradition passed down to my kids now. You go to the school discos, you wear them as bracelets.
Yes.
You wear them as necklaces and earrings. They just can't do it.
It's just a bit of joy. You know, kids, those little simple things that when you crack that glow stick and it's glowing and the kids go crazy.
Should we set up a petition, guys?
Give the kids back their glow sticks. Yeah.
Okay, let's work on that.
Come home with, 10 on their arms and they're so excited.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah, my kids do it.
Oh, thanks, well Michelle. Done, Michelle. Ashley in Pakenham. Hi, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, cute little kitties.
Is that Ashley? Sorry. No, that's not. That's Ashley.
Yes. I've got my kids in the background.
Oh,
sorry.
How gorgeous. Who was that?
That's my 3-year-old Jackson and my 5-year-old Sky.
Oh, hi, Sky and Jackson. You're adorable.
I reckon it's kind of really crap about the whole ban on glow sticks because we kind of fill the bath up at home, turn the lights off. Pop the music and chuck the glow sticks in the water.
Yep.
Yeah, kids love it.
And the kids are like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, you have a little rave in the bath there in Pakenham.
You can't deny Jackson and Skye their glow sticks in the bath.
They love Johnny. It's their favourite song. Yes.
Actually, you should play this as your banger tomorrow morning, Fee.
That's a good idea.
Let's hear the kids go off.
Here we go. Go, kids.
What song do you like? Johnny? You want him to play his Johnny?
Never work with children. Or animals, which we're about to do with these stoodle party.
Bianca in Sydenham. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Bianca. We got a glow stick memory you'd like to share?
Yeah, good old Twister in St Kilda had a rave room that was full of glow sticks.
Yeah,
people with their pants, and they had glow sticks attached to not everywhere.
Where?
Glow sticks everywhere.
Twister in St Kilda. We used to have about 4 different rooms in there.
Good old Twister. Yes, it was so good.
Been there a few times.
A glow stick room.
Thank you.
Great memory. Thank you for sharing, Bianca. And finally, Taylor in Croydon. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Taylor. Have you got a great glow stick memory?
Yeah, so when I was little, I used to eat them because I thought my stomach would glow.
She thinks she's a Care Bear.
That may well be why they're being banned. I mean, there might be merit to this ban.
Undermined, I think, what we were trying to do there.
101.9 The Fox.
I think that, put aside the drama from the Kardashians and keeping up with them, the biggest drama, I think, on a global celebrity stage is the Markle royal family drama.
It's still happening.
It's still... Oh, I've got the update for you, Feb.
I thought we'd finished talking about the royals.
No.
We're on.
Well, we'll be on for a while. Mm. Oh, come on. There's so much. We've got a long journey.
So much to unpack.
We've got a long journey with Harry and Meghan. That's only just started. But I'm really conflicted because the half-sister and half-brother, no, they're cray-cray. I'm happy to put them over there. But Meghan's dad, I'm still really torn here because that's her dad. And seemingly the rift, and we know it's all been reported that he hasn't spoken to Meghan since the wedding. And
that was a horrible week.
Well, it's been a horrible time. But anyway,
he had a heart attack.
I'm not well.
Or did he?
Exactly. So this is, unfortunately, Thomas Markle, Meghan's father, has done one more interview. Now, he said this is his last interview.
Come on.
I mean, just the mum just looks so good, doesn't she? She's never spoken. She's never done an interview. She just stands by her daughter in the background. And
I reckon if we gave him 20 large, he'd come talking here.
Well, look, I think he loves the cash. I'm going to defend the Markles and say when you are suddenly thrust into the spotlight, you don't understand how the machine works, the engine runs, and they just take money. And he clearly set up those paparazzi shots and he took a cut with the pap. The pap then set him up. Anyway, he's now talked about the fact that it is a proper rift with Prince Harry and Meghan. Mm. He hasn't spoken to them. And the last time he communicated with them was Harry, apparently, and this is all from Thomas Markle, Harry was yelling at him on the phone get angry at him because he set up the Pat photos, but then apparently he lied about setting them up.
And that'll come out eventually in the wash because all the Royals' phones are tapped.
I don't think they are anymore. No, but I think that stopped.
Oh, I just watched The Crown.
Oh, yeah, no, that was an issue. Yeah. I think that definitely. I think they when Prince recorded, Charles was recorded referring to Camilla as a female hygiene product, I think that ended.
I just thought that the Royals actually record their... Not to get it out, but
you think
they record their conversations.
Men in Black within the royal family.
Just record it. But they know they're getting recorded, just in case things happen like this.
Oh,
it'll
okay.
come out eventually.
Oh, you think in an episode of The Crown on
Maybe.
Netflix?
Yeah.
But anyway, so in this heated conversation, Thomas Markle has revealed that he hung up on Harry.
Ooh.
He's just hung up on His Royal Highness.
Sorry,
How's that for a Barney with your future son-in-law?
Beep.
You know what, Fev? Unfortunately, even in my relationships, I've never had a fight with a potential in-law or a boyfriend's mum or dad. But I imagine
is that because when you're about to meet him, you flick the partner?
No, I always
never
you know
gets
what?
That close.
I reckon I go harder on the parent. Like I end up when a relationship ends, I think their parents almost take it harder because I've stayed in touch with parents.
Oh.
I still to this day, one of my exes, yeah. I'm in touch with his parents. They just check in and
That's
see
annoying.
How he's going. I
Is
really
that the
like
guy
them.
That collects samurai swords?
No, I never
Different
met his
guy.
Parents,
okay.
no.
Is that the jailbird?
No, that was like 2 weeks and he wasn't a jail, he was on parole. I didn't know he was on parole. I didn't know.
You've
got to check people before you date them. Now, I would love to hear, though, if anyone has had a massive bust-up with a father-in-law or a mother-in-law or a boyfriend or girlfriend's parent. Like, how Ooh. Bad did it get? Because that's what I think once that happens, you're done. The relationship, how is that continue? Like, Megan now at the moment is having to pick
Absolutely.
My husband or my dad.
Well, the dad's
oh,
picked
tough.
The daughter or the cash, and he went for the cash.
Yeah, but he was, I'd get really defensive and protective. He didn't know what he was doing.
131060, give us a call right now
it's
if you've had a fight with the in-laws. We'd love to hear from you. 131060.
1019, The Fox.
Drama, and it's so sad, really. The drama between the Markles and the royal family and Thomas Markle, Meghan's dad, has just given his final interview. He said, after this interview, I'm done. I won't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
She's probably wished he'd thought about that before the previous 10 interviews. But anyway, he's drawing a line and he's just said, look, it's gotten bad. And Harry and he had an explosive phone call where he hung up on Harry, hanging up on a royal. I mean,
Whoa.
That's form, isn't it? That's he's a tough guy. And you know what? His heart's broken, though. He's got no relationship with his daughter. It is sad. But that can happen.
You sound shattered.
Oh, I am. I'm torn. I'm really torn because I think everyone's not on his side.
No,
they all
not.
Think he's an ordinary bloke.
He looks like a pretty ordinary father.
At the end of the day, he's a father.
Okay.
Like, you just hope that you can heal these rifts. But when you have a fallout with an in-law, your partner's dad or mum, very hard to claw back. And we did ask if anyone listening had a bit of a Barney, maybe on the phone, like Harry and Thomas. Lisa from Romsey. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, now, have you ended up having a bit of a fallout with your mother-in-law or your father-in-law?
Yeah, it was with my mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, dear. What
yeah.
happened? Was it a case, Lisa, of biting your tongue for a long time and then it just exploded?
It was. It's been for about 4 years nearly that I've bitten my tongue and it just got to the point, like, I was in a massive argument with my partner at her house. It was at his parents' house and it ended up fighting with her as well. And, there was a lot of stuff there between us and...
Ooh.
We were trying to buy a house and we're looking into getting our first house with our son and they wanted to chip in money. It was quite a large bit of money. And
that's good.
That's great.
So far it sounds great.
It was great, but I sort of said, you know, look, it's great, but we can do this on our own. You know?
No. Take a hand out. That's your first mistake.
So you, okay, and then you've ended up having a fight with her. How have things progressed?
They haven't. We actually split up that same day.
Oh, gee.
After 4.5 years.
Oh, this was 4.5 years ago?
Yeah. No, this was Tuesday last week.
Oh,
this is
fresh.
Oh, no, this can be fixed. Lise, this can be fixed. This is only a week ago.
So what are the steps, Fief? Let's fix it right
take
now.
Take the money from your in-laws. No. no, you can... Do you know what, Lise? I honestly believe this in life. I think we all stand on pride and we all get emotionally involved. And at the end of the day, if you can put all that aside and just reach out and say, hey,
whoops,
our relationship means a lot to me. Can we put that behind us?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Swallow your pride, even if you're right.
What about when I said take the cash and Byron gave me greasy? He's the bloke that asked me for a 60K loan the other week.
Yeah, actually, I do need help with my deposit.
That's a really good point.
Okay. I appreciate it, Fev.
Henley Home is more affordable than you think. Henley offers the most comprehensive array of guarantees and support in Australia. Say hello to Henley. Visit henley.com.au.